Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Montague Harry Proctor Beauchamp, Stanley P. Smith, Arthur and Cecil Polehill Turner, Dixon Edward Host, William Wharton Castles. Well, that's 6 names. Here's the 7th. Charles Thomas Studd, a.k.a. C.T. Studd. These 7 have been called the Cambridge 7. They've also been called the Dream Team of Missions. They were all aristocrats. British aristocrats. They were educated in Britain's finest boarding schools. They all hailed from some of the finest families of England. And they all went to Cambridge University and the various colleges as an undergrad. In February of 1885, the Cambridge Seven boarded a boat headed to China. They had all been accepted as missionaries in the China Inland Mission, the mission that was founded by Hudson Taylor. C.T. Studd was the most famous of the Cambridge Seven. His father inherited money, but also made a fortune manufacturing indigo. He was sent off to Eton and also then to Cambridge. They had manor homes, and they had a London house in the exclusive Hyde Park Gardens neighborhood. There were 11 children in the Studd family, and 3 of the brothers excelled at cricket. C.T. was the best of the 3. I could tell you his bowling average, his wickets, his runs scored, but honestly, I have no idea how cricket works. After Eton, C.T. Studd went to Cambridge and he played for England's national team. But he was converted and he heard the gospel. His father had been converted by hearing Dwight L. Moody preach at a crusade in London. And a few years later, C.T. Studd was converted. He wanted to give his life to missions, and so there as a student at Cambridge, he was devoted to foreign missions and went with his colleagues to China. He's known for 2 very memorable sayings. The first of C.T. Studd's is, "Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last." And then he said, "Some want to live within the sound of the church or the chapel bell. I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell." So he went off to China. While he was in China, he married Priscilla. They had 4 daughters. And it was after his time in China that he was a missionary in India for about 6 years, planting a church and pastoring. And then he would later turn his heart and his attention to Africa. He would establish the Heart of Africa Mission, which would become the World Evangelism Crusade, or WEC International. Belgian Congo served as home base for work there and through the other places in Africa. C.T. Studd died in 1931 in the Belgian Congo. Well, what happened to the other 6 of the Cambridge 7? When they landed in China in 1885, they split up into 2 groups. The 2 brothers, Polehill Turner brothers, Arthur and Cecil, went with C.T. Studd. Arthur would end up working in Dazhou in China. He established the Gospel Hall there, a hospital, among other things. And he worked right up until the time of his death in 1935 in China. His brother Cecil also served in China until the time of his death in 1938. Montague Proctor Beauchamp, he was the son of a baron, and when his older brother died, he inherited the title and he became a baron. He served in China for about 15 years, and then he served as a chaplain to British forces in World War I, in Egypt, and then in Russia. Stanley Smith was on the rowing team at Cambridge. He landed in China in 1885 and worked there until 1931. He preached right up until the night before he died in 1931. Dixon Host had a legacy of a long missionary service. He was actually in a Japanese internment camp in Shanghai during World War II. And after the war, he returned to England. He died the next year in 1946. William Wharton Castles saw much of the world. He was born in Portugal, educated in Cambridge, and then from 1885 to 1925, he ministered in China, where he died. And that is the Cambridge Seven. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in church history. Well, we have a little extra time for a bonus quote. This from the poet John Donne. He's talking about our fallen condition. How ruinous a farm hath man taken in taking himself. How ready is the house every day to fall down. And how is all the ground overspread with weeds.